A woman who is training in Philadelphia will fight for a mixed martial arts world championship tonight. Deanna Bennett will fight Liz Carmouche for the flyweight title and the Bellator promotion company. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports a local community of artists and artisans are rooting for Bennett.
On a recent morning on the fourth floor of the Globe Dye Works building in Philadelphia's Frankford neighborhood, Deanna Bennett was pinned against a chain link fence with someone's knee on her shoulder. She was gasping for air, dripping with sweat. She was in her happy place.
Yes, this is it. This is my home. This is where I live. It's sweaty and I look like I crawled out of a sewer, and I wouldn't want it any other way. Not every day is great. Some days are really rough, but it's like you want to go back to working in the call center that you used to work at. I made great money there, but it was miserable every single day. Like, I hated it. Like, I would rather be in that cage with people trying to kill me, trying to tear my arms off and trying to, like, bust my face and re-break my nose than anything.
For the last few months, Bennett has been training at the Marquez MMA gym in the former textile factory to get ready for the biggest fight of her career, the flyweight world championship against current champ Liz Carmouche. Bennett lost to Carmouche in 2020 in a fight where she suffered a serious injury to her hamstring. She says she's ready for this rematch, but unlike a lot of other combat sport fighters, she refuses to trash talk her rival.
I am the absolute worst when it comes to stuff like that. Anyone ever says anything bad about me, like, even during my rounds today, one of the guys, he's like, oh, is that the best you got? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, I was trying to pump you up. And I was like, I know. I disagreed with you.
Bennett, who's 38 years old, has been a professional fighter for 10 years, and she describes herself as an awkward person. She won't talk about her competition before a fight, but she will talk during the fight, which is a little weird.
I just like to whisper in people's ears, just sweet nothings or just make noises. And I had one friend, she got so mad at me because we were sparring. I had her against the wall, and I, like, nuzzled into her ear, and I was like, nom, 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 nom. And then I just took her down, and she's like, why would you do that?
Philadelphia has produced more than its share of mixed martial arts champions, but by far they've been men. Fighters like Eddie Alvarez and Sean Brady. Even one of the current political candidates for a seat on Philadelphia City Council, Sam Oropeza, is a former professional MMA fighter. There are some Philadelphia women rising in professional mixed martial arts, including fighters like Criseida Adams and Jamie Colleen Miller, but it's rare for a woman from Philly to bring home a championship belt.
It's only a matter of time till we have more females that are going to be at that level. But hopefully I get the belt and it paves the way for more females to get there.
Bennett is already inspiring women to enter the cage. The Marquez Gym is in the Globe Dye Works building, which is a hub of artist studios, artisans, and small manufacturing. Stacy Lee Weber is an artist with a live workspace on the ground floor. She says watching Bennett train upstairs got her interested in trying out mixed martial arts.
She's doing this thing that's so rare for a woman, and she's driven and she's feminine at the same time, but like aggressive on another level, and all the different layers that she can have, I think is fascinating to me.
Weber not only started working out at the MMA gym, but started going out to the fights to watch the people she trains with. And it's reciprocal. She says some of the fighters have come down to her studio to buy art.
And it's totally community-based. I see Deanna up there, I see fighters, and it's very down to earth. There's a ping pong table up there, and I happen to play ping pong, so it's like, that's fun if I can take one of the fighters down and ping pong, you know?
Deanna Bennett's bout with Liz Carmouche will be fought in Hawaii as a Bellator promotion to be broadcast live on Showtime. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.